News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The Nerf gun wars apparently settled. Six Wausau West High School students will not have disorderly conduct charges after all. Police Chief Jeff Hardell voided those charges earlier today. Why? We don't know exactly, but he will discuss that at a news conference tomorrow.
Yeah, we have a press conference at 2 p.m. Wausau Police Department to discuss the incident itself, discuss the decision-making that went into that incident, and then discuss a resolution to the incident.
Wausau school officials have confirmed that the six students are no longer taken away from athletic and activities because of the incident. We'll find out more tomorrow. A friendship man in critical condition after a stabbing late Sunday afternoon. That incident happened outside of a home on Highway M in Adams at around 5 o'clock. The Sheriff's Department said they received the 911 call about a man who had passed out after being stabbed. The 44-year-old was taken from the scene by ambulance and is currently at St. Joseph's Hospital in Marshfield in critical condition. 22-year-old Joshua McEvila taken into custody. He's being held in the Adams County Jail pending an initial court appearance. State court records show that that has not taken place yet. It's unclear what led to the stabbing. The statewide fishing opener is coming up this Saturday. And yes, there's an app for that. Bob Haig has the story.
Tim Campbell with the UWC Grant Institute says each entry on the new app depicts the fish and offers a short write-up.
You can put all of Wisconsin's fish in your pocket. You can search for any Wisconsin fish by name, by appearance, and it'll have pictures of the fish so you can identify whatever you just got.
Think of it as a high-tech version of the old fish pamphlet.
I had a fish pamphlet that had all the different fish on them, and I got it every year at a fishing clinic. It would be awesome until I took it out fishing and it got wet and I had to wait to get a new one.
Just don't drop your phone in the water. The app is available at the Sea Grant website. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One person is hospitalized after a one-vehicle rollover in downtown Wausau this afternoon. This happened on 3rd Street. Details of the crash and condition of the driver have not yet been released. Wisconsin Public Service still working on several power outages, many of them, but few affected when you look at the big picture. In the Wausau area, just a couple of people, but most of the outages are around Crandon, Eagle River, Lakewood, and Lac de Flambeau. At this point, still 963 customers out of power. That's an improvement over a couple of hours ago where they had well over 1,200. Wisconsin refuses to let voters register online, while more states are allowing it. Experts recently told lawmakers that online systems are cheaper, easier, and more accurate than paper systems like Wisconsin's. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says the agency has the technology to sign up voters online, but lawmakers need to approve it. They failed to pass it twice in the last three sessions. The Associated Press says 18 states have online registration, while four others have approved it and are working on their systems. Wisconsin was among 15 others considering online voter registration until lawmakers adjourned for the year about a month ago. Lawmakers from both parties have advocated online registration for the state. The tornadoes that have already ravaged the Midwest are now taking aim at the South. As Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper reports, a twister has touched down near Tupelo, Mississippi.
The tornado that hit Tupelo plowed through there at 50 miles per hour, and Greg Flynn with Mississippi Emergency Management tells Fox News Radio.
The damage, we do know that it is extensive, and our prayers are that we don't have any serious injuries in that area.
They're trying to go door to door, but the thunderstorms keep coming through in waves. Flynn says very few damage reports are coming in after a tornado near Yazoo City. Tornado watches stretch from Mississippi into Alabama and all the way up to northeastern Tennessee. At least 16 people in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Iowa died in tornadoes on Sunday. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
The vast majority of Wisconsin cable customers will soon get their service from Charter Communications. That's the result of a divestiture deal announced earlier today by the new owners of Time Warner Cable. Comcast announced in February they would acquire Time Warner for $45 billion. As part of that deal, Comcast said it would divest territories with almost 4 million customers. 1.4 million of those customers will go to Charter. As a result, much of the eastern half of Wisconsin, which was Time Warner territory for years, will now be Charter territory. Charter spokesman Alex Dudley confirmed it earlier today. He assured Time Warner customers they'll continue to get everything they receive now. He said the switch covers all of Charter's services, which includes phone and internet service. An area north of Milwaukee will go to a new publicly traded cable operator called SpinCo. A lacrosse man is awaiting charges after he allegedly stalked his ex-girlfriend, hit five parked cars, and threatened to kill police officers that arrested him. Police took the 29-year-old man to jail after the Friday night incident. Officials said he drove his vehicle into the cars of his ex-girlfriend and four others. One of the vehicles ricocheted into a pedestrian, and the man allegedly bit two witnesses who tried pulling him out of the unit. Officers used a taser stun gun twice to subdue the man. He was treated at a hospital before going to the La Crosse County Jail. He was booked on possible counts of stalking, reckless endangerment, OWI, battery, and several other things. He's due in court May 15th. There's an extra layer of protection for some animal trainers at SeaWorld. Fox News' Evan Brown has the story.
The trainers who work the Shamu shows at SeaWorld's parks around the nation will now be required to wear special vests whenever in close proximity to the giant orca whales, the black and white colored sea beasts the parks are famous for showcasing. The vests can inflate and even have an emergency oxygen supply inside. SeaWorld says they've been developing the vests for the past few years. Trainer Don Brand Show was killed when pulled underwater by orca whale Tilikum in 2010. The occupational Safety and Health Administration recently ruled SeaWorld was required to keep trainers separate. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher tonight. Breezy with rain down to 37 degrees. Winds kind of gusty east to 12 to 25 miles per hour, turning northeast late. Tuesday, cloudy, cool, periods of rain and not as windy, a high of 46. Cool with showers, maybe mixed with a little snow in the far northwest part of our area. Tuesday night, down to 36 degrees. The Wednesday outlook, cloudy with scattered light rain. Expect a high of 47. And still dreary and scattered showers on Thursday, high 48. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.